Chapter 2. Legal Authorities and Reasoning. Putting the Terms to Use. Listen to the conversation twice. The first time, just listen. The second time, try to answer the questions on a separate sheet of paper.
Jens, good to see you again. I'm glad we're going to be working on this case together.
Me too. You were really a great help in Germany last year.
My pleasure. This time, you'll need to help me pull it out of the fire.
What? A fire? Where?
No, that's just an expression. It means you're going to help me save this case that my learned colleague Ben says is a lost cause.
Ah, well, I will do my best. One thing bothers me, though. I have never actually been in an American courtroom. The only ones I've seen have been on TV.
Well, you'll be relieved to know that procedures in courtrooms bear very little resemblance to those on TV. However, there are some simple rules you might want to keep in mind.
Good. Where do we begin?
There are certain verbal and physical rules to follow. First, always stand when you speak to, we say address, the judge.
What do you call him?
Be careful. Many judges in America are women. You call her Your Honor.
Fine. What about the other attorney?
You can just call them Mr. Whatever.
Mister? Are all American attorneys men?
Touché. Sorry. To be on the safe side, use the neutral form Ms. for all women, unless she introduces herself as Mrs.
Miss? I thought that was just for young unmarried women.
No, not Miss, Ms. The final sound is a Z, not an S.
Do I need to stand to speak to them?
No, you only stand to address the court. That's another way to refer to the judge.
Thanks.